Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Russ.
We're here for Cowboy Church for you.
Yeah.
Specifically for these people that are on the other side of that camera looking at us.
Yeah, see, you almost make it sound a little creepy. It's supposed to be pretty nice. Hey, I've been thinking this week of, have you ever thought about, there's a word that a lot of preachers use, and they talk about glory.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever just thought about glory?
Well, yeah, some, yeah.
The What's
glory
your first
of
impression?
God. Yeah. The glory of God. Glory is where we're going to go, like heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is a kind of a heart feeling when somebody says glory to you?
They're praising God.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about in our own lives? Do we have, you know, the Bible talks about us taking us from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
How would you explain that? And this isn't a trap question.
Well,
it's just an interesting conversation to me.
Just glory to glory is experience after experience to me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I really think what happens in glory is that God takes us to a certain place so that we have a type of encounter with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And He's so creative in His encounters. And then it makes a difference in that day.
Yeah.
And it changes our perspective and maybe changes our path and takes us in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to a certain place and we think, I wonder what I'm doing here, you know? And
mm-hmm.
then we get to a place where we need another encounter with God, because it's like driving a car. You know, you don't just turn it left and then leave the driveway and not
navigate.
Not navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the glory has to do with our navigation process and our different encounters with God. And so when I think about that, I think about God's glory, how He helps navigate our lives through our encounters with Him and encounters with other people that are caused by Him, and just takes our life through this. Then we begin to pick up on who God is and when God's speaking and when God's moving.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
mm-hmm.
when God is in the middle of something, we recognize it because we've had those kind of encounters before. And that's what I like about church, is because at church, most people who commit their life to Christ do it because of an encounter they have in the middle of a church service
mm-hmm.
somewhere. Something's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Then down the road, they've lived however they want to live, and they run into a situation and they remember, you know, I had a little encounter with God. Maybe I should go back to that again. And the Bible says He takes us from glory to glory, from encounter to encounter, and direct our paths. So part of what we get to do at Cowboy Church is we get to maybe possibly be something that God can use to take us from this moment to us have a glory
mm-hmm.
moment
mm-hmm.
at the church. So my prayer today is that if you're watching, mm-hmm. that you have a glory moment during our church service today, and that it will adjust your life, direct your path, make what God wants to happen in your life happen. And I just think that maybe that's where we're going this morning.
That's good. Well, we're glad that you're here with us right here on Cowboy Church. And we hope you enjoy this episode. God bless you for being here.
Some of you may have come here this morning with a lot of burdens on your heart. This is your invitation. Lay down your burdens. I will carry you. I will carry you, my child. Lay down your burdens, I will carry you, I will carry you, my child, my child. while you struggle on your own. Call my name, I'll come. Lay down your burdens, I will carry you. I will carry you, my child, lay down your burdens, I will carry you, I will carry you, my child. I give vision to the blind, and I can raise the dead. I've seen a thousand things you've never done. I'm weary watching while you struggle on your own. Just call my name, I'll come. Father, we love you this morning. Father, I know these people have been under some stress. I know they've had some heartache. But Lord, I ask you right now to meet each one in their places as they are this morning. I ask you, Lord, to help them to open up their hearts and open it wide for you to come in and touch their lives this morning. Lay down your burdens, I will carry you. I will carry you, my child, lay down your burdens, I will carry you. I will carry, carry you, my child, I will carry you. I will carry you.
Oh, we've got a brand new album out. It's called Passages. It's back there at the back of the room. And it's got quite a mixture of different songs that I've loved over the years and a few ones that I've just come in contact with. And I'm going to put my cheat sheet right here so everybody knows I have got a cheat sheet, okay? But I'm going to do my dead level best not to look at it. All right? Ah, now this is what I call good country music right here. Come on, put your hands together with me, would you?
Gonna grow and glow till I'm blue, pure and perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. And I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond.
Is an old chunk of coal, a little rough around the edges, kind of blurt out things when you shouldn't, get people a little messy, you know, a little cloud follows you all the time. Yeah, there's some of you. How many of y'all think of yourself as a diamond? You're spit polished, everything comes out right, everything's wonderful, hat shaped just right. There you go, there's one. Okay, for all of you who have lied previously, how many of y'all think you're in transition from a chunk of coal to a diamond? Huh? Yeah. I think that would be probably more appropriate. I know that y'all have heard this song by John Anderson, so I want you to sing it with me on the last chorus, would you? Come on, put your hands together. I'm gonna learn the right words to talk. I'm gonna search and find a better way to walk. Spit and polish my rough-edged self. Shaking everybody's hand. I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Would you stand up with me, shake two or three hands? Find somebody you don't know, introduce yourself, invite them over for supper. shaking everybody's hand. I'm just an old chunk of coal down low, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm just an old chunk of coal. Just an old chunk of coal down low, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
I'm gonna talk to you this morning. We've been studying about influence. The Apostle Paul, I kind of got to the Apostle Paul, and there's so much material. I mean, you read 14 of the 27 books of the New Testament are written by the Apostle Paul. That's a lot of material. And if you want to understand how influence works, this guy is a case study on influence. So, I've spent just a little more time here, but the interesting thing I came up with is that I was reading with the Apostle Paul, and he was just getting the ministry started, and he took up tent making. How many of you knew that he made tents? He took up tent making, and basically tent making at that time was hand sewing. So, he was hand sewing the tents that people would live in, and they had business in. And a lot of the houses that we know today wouldn't be houses in back that day. They would be tents. The children of Israel lived in tents in the desert the entire 40 years that they were in the desert. So tents were an important part of the industry, and in order to support the ministry, Paul went to building tents. And so I looked at that and I thought, man, there's a lot of bivocational preachers that they pastor small churches. They're not able to make a living. They have to go bivocational. And the Apostle Paul was a bivocational guy and still never lost his ability to influence. One of the really cool things that I liked about him is that he had a perspective on working. And the perspective that he had on working is the one I like. It's called, you need to get a job. I think in America, that's a great theme for a message. We've given out so many gifts and benefits. And guys, you need to understand something. You need to understand something. That there is a good in the world that comes from God. There is a bad in the world that comes from the devil. And man naturally has an inclination to line up with the bad that comes from the devil himself. Our physical makeup, our soulish makeup, we connect so easily with the enemy of our soul, which is the devil. We end up doing all kinds of terrible things. And then we look at ourselves and say, why would I do that? I hate that. Our prisons are filled with people that go, that was the dumbest thing I ever thought of. I just think that we need to begin to understand the sinister nature of the devil himself. One of the reasons that America was based on freedoms is because our forefathers read the Bible. And freedom is one of the things, one of the attributes that God wants for you to have. See, the whole thing about freedom is this, that God created us to have fellowship with Him, but He didn't want us to be like instinctive, like the geese that fly north and south at the different times of year. He didn't want us to be instinctive according to all the instincts that the animal kingdom has. He gave us freedom to choose to be His friend. Those of you who have a friend that has chosen to be your friend, you have a very important treasure in your life. If they're forced to be your friend, they are suspect. And so freedom that we enjoy in America is one of those things that we're the last bastion of real freedom in the world. You know that. And that's the reason it's important that we stand up for this. Now, I'm not talking about politics, Republican or Democrat. I'm talking about God set a thing up called freedom that he wants to give us. Heaven is going to be because of freedom. And when we understand that, all of the enemies of the world, all the vicious infighting and terrible things that happen come from two things. They come from the devil himself, and they come from people who like to line up with the devil himself. And one of the ways that we detect things of the devil is this word called control. Control. Control is absolutely demonic. So what they do, they're pretty sneaky about it. They give you these checks so you don't have to work, so they can have control over you. And you need to understand that kind of thinking is from the devil himself. And so this control, the reason Russia is invading Ukraine is only one reason. It's about control. And the reason that we don't like it and that we're putting difficult things in the way of them doing that is because if we don't stand up for freedom, freedom will be taken from the world and it will be under the control of the devil himself, the enemy of our soul, or people who have aligned with him. This isn't some conspiracy theory. It's just a basic generic. This is God. This is a devil. We line up with the devil pretty easily. And when we know that, we have a perspective on life that is really interesting. And Paul dealt with this perspective, and his perspective was, if you don't have enough money, don't go to the government, get a job. Amen. Now, the Bible does say that we should take care of people who don't have the ability to work. He does. And it's important that you understand that if we don't have the ability to work, they don't have the ability to survive because we're the ones that pay for it. And so we want to understand how this work thing actually works. So Acts chapter 20, verses 33 through 35 says this, I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd bless this message today. God, I pray that we would understand a perspective that comes from you. And Lord, help us not to be sidetracked by trails, bunny trails that lead into garbage that doesn't matter. Lord, I pray that you'd guide my words. Lord, I ask for a special anointing on this message today. And God, I pray that we would be able to challenge people to go ahead and do what we're supposed to do. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. So to get a job, I was looking at some things on how to get a job this week. I'm not looking for an extra job. I was just preparing for my message. And how to get a job. And one of the most interesting things I saw from one of the big companies that is a big hiring company and training company is in every interview, she said that she looks for three attributes. And if they don't have them, they don't get hired there. And these attributes are this. I'll tell you really quickly. They must have a positive outlook. They must be humble. They have to be good at time management. So three things, positive, humble, and good at time management. And I looked at that and I thought, man, if you can't preach on that, you can't preach. Usually my outline is taken from exactly the Word of God. But today I'm looking at a perspective of getting a job and how you go find it. And then when I started doing this research, I found something even better than that. And what I found out, these are character issues that if you will develop in your life, they will help you in every area of your life and not just getting a job. So I went to digging what the Word of God had to say about all of these. And the first one was the positive outlook. Now, I just got to tell you, I had to put a definition around this because I've been around some people that are so positive, they're obnoxious. They are unrealistic. Unrealistic. And it's kind of like if how many of you like to get up early in the morning? Okay. How many of you like to stay up late at night? See? Now, for those of you who like to stay up late at night, it's not that you don't admire people that wake up early. It's just that when they get up early and try to impose their cheery heart on you when you're not awake, it's obnoxious, right? So that's a perspective I'm talking about. That's the perspective. When people are so positive that you can't even bring them back to earth. I mean, they walk kind of up here and they don't associate with the rest of the world. That's not a positive person. That's a person who is really close to being locked up in a loony bin. That's not positive. But they have some areas, they have some aspects of their life that we could look into. So I want to look at what a true positive person is. In Ephesians 2:14, and you can write these down. I haven't written the scriptures completely out, but I'll give you the idea of what they are. Pursue peace and build up one another. That's positive. In 1 Corinthians 13:7, it says this, there's nothing love cannot face. In other words, no matter how difficult it is, if you have love in your heart, you can face it and you can handle it correctly. I wish I could give a class someday on how to help people who grieve. And I'm going to tell you, most of it would be about the mistakes that I've made when I'm trying to be helpful with people who are grieving. It's so hard to say the right thing because everybody is so different. One person you can say this to, and if you say that to this person, it just hurts them. And there's such a sensitivity that has to happen for people who are grieving. And the thing about a positive person, what he does is he doesn't eliminate what the truth is.
Hey, we hope that your life has been enriched by Cowboy Church today. That's our purpose. If you'd like to make some comments about Cowboy Church, we would love to hear from you. Write to us at the address shown on your screen right now, and you can contact us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. If you feel very, very strongly about keeping us on the air, we would appreciate your support. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Cowboy Church.